Your first 100 days here on the Isle of Man, how has it been for you and what have you been getting up to?
It's been wonderful. Both my wife and I have loved our first slightly over 100 days on the island. We have been almost overwhelmed by the generosity of the hospitality of the people and everyone who we've met. We've been getting out and about. We're just trying to get to understand what's going on the island and meet as many people as we can. We're doing the Raad na Foilean, so walking around on the coastal path. We've done over 50% of that now. I think one of the things that absolutely strikes us is the beauty of the island. I love it, going up on the mountain road. My mother comes from Perthshire, and there are some bits that just remind me so much of Scotland, but also other parts of the UK. So we immediately felt incredibly at home on this beautiful island.
Talking about going out and exploring the island, you guys have also been very busy with the charities and the organizations here on the island. You guys have done the New Year's Dip. You've also done some stuff with Beach Buddies. Can you tell me what drives you guys to do this?
We want to get engaged. My role involves very much becoming part of the community. And I'm a patron, as is my wife, for a number of organizations. And we want to help them. And part of that is learning about them, is going in and visiting them, seeing what they do and getting involved. So whether one calls it a hands-on approach, I don't know, but it's just getting out there and finding out what's happening, what makes the island tick, what makes the people of the Isle of Man tick.
What are your long and short-term goals for the island?
My short-term goals is about learning about the island. It's about understanding. And that's why we're getting out and trying to meet as many people as possible, seeing as many different aspects of island life. And that's really critical. And that's about listening and watching. And that's about talking with people and engaging with people. And longer term goals, it's about trying to help people understand why the role of Lieutenant Governor is still important. Why there's a relevance in the 21st century, as well as giving people the opportunity of meeting with me, but also coming to Government House. I mean, we're here now, and you know what a wonderful, wonderful place it is with beautiful gardens. But it's not mine; it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people of the Isle of Man, and I very much hope that people who haven't had the opportunity to do it, we'd be able to encourage that, get them here. To look at it, to appreciate and to be proud of it.
Now, you mentioned earlier the role of the Lieutenant Governor. Now, in the year 2022, a lot of people will question, do we even need a Lieutenant Governor here on the island? In your personal view, what does a Lieutenant Governor bring to the people here on the Isle of Man?
I think in the three main areas, so there's the sort of constitutional aspect of the role, and that's best summarized by this of granting of royal assent and some of the smaller aspects as well. So that's important. Secondly, it's a sort of a ceremonial role, and I think that was best highlighted in November during Remembrance Week. And clearly, as a veteran myself, it's my engagement with veterans and remembrance and the whole aspect of remembrance. But thirdly, and probably the most, probably about 80%, of the role is about community. It's about engaging with the community. It's about getting involved with the community. It's about getting around the island, meeting up with people and understanding what they do and listening to them and to hearing what they do for work, how things are. And I think in particular, we're patrons of a number of organizations, charity and other organizations, and it's about supporting them. Because the island has a tremendous voluntary ethos, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of wonderful things, often unpaid and in their sort of spare time. And if we can help them in some way to achieve their charitable objectives, then that's great. And if that means going along and just talking to them or actually getting involved, well, we'll do all of that. And the other thing, I think, that where I can play a part is just joining up the dots. There are a lot of organizations doing great things. Not all of them are talking to each other or know about each other. And therefore, if I can help join the dots, and that's, I think, a positive aspect of the role.
Okay, and having 40 years of experience in the military, how does that help you or prepare you for your role here on the island?
I think probably the attribute that I gain from being a soldier is sort of communication and getting out there and being able to engage with people. Of course, engagement, importantly, is not just talking, it's listening. It's a two-way process. And that's key. And of course, in the military, being able to communicate with people, get them to do things which they may not want to do, and to coordinate all of that, you know, that's key. And I think that ability to communicate with people from all backgrounds, all walks of life, about most issues, I think it is really important for this role.
And speaking of communication, here on the island, do we need to improve our communications with the UK, or what do you feel about our communications between the Isle of Man and the UK?
I think probably a little early for me to be able to be definitive, but I think from what I've seen, the communications between the island and the UK is very good. And of course, it's not just verbal communication, people going backwards and forwards to across, and that seems to be very good. I think what is interesting is the communication on the island and within the island, and social media seems to be used a lot, particularly Facebook, and for that reason we've now got a Government House Facebook site. On social media I did do Twitter, but it doesn't seem to be as popular as a platform as Facebook. So we're on Facebook now, and I've been impressed how the communication across the island, people do seem to speak to each other, and that's all must be encouraged, and that's all good news.
What do you believe, if anything, is lacking here on the island?
I think probably too early to be definitive about that, but I think I'll turn the question around and say, you know, what has the island got which is just special? And there are a number of things. You take sport. I mean, sport, the variety and the standard of sport, I think the island punches above its weight in terms of sport. You only have to look at the back pages of the newspaper to see what's going on. I think in art and drama and singing, absolutely extraordinary. On Friday night, took all my family, so our three boys were here. We took them to the Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Gaiety Theatre, which is an absolute gem. But the production was fantastic. It was such high standard. It was it was West End stuff. And I've seen other performances across the island. And I think that in areas like that, again, the island punches above its weight. It's so much talent. But this is a fantastic island with the most wonderful environment. I've already mentioned the going up on the mountain road, but you go down some of the glens, you go on the beaches. You know, it's pretty special. And I think that, that has been highlighted. And obviously the fact that the Isle of Man is a UNESCO biosphere and people are sort of signing up and sort of supporting that. I think that's a couple of the reasons why this place is so special.
Definitely. My last question, 10 years from now, what legacy would you like to leave behind? Or 10 years from now, how would you like to be remembered here on the Isle of Man?
Golly, I've only been here 100 days and we're already talking about my legacy. I think probably like most other of my predecessors, it's about being someone that has wholeheartedly got engaged with everyone on the island, that has clearly enjoyed what he was doing, enjoyed living here. And this is our home. We don't have a house in the UK. We're here in complete. And there's someone who, you know, wanted to make a difference by engaging with people, by getting involved. And, that's the kind of thing. Someone who really wanted to do his bit for the community on the island.